Hello, welcome to the Mama Squad podcast, episode 13.
Wow, 13.
We're getting old.
I know. Look at us moving along. I hope you guys are following us.
Today, we're going to cover the difference between being a stay-at-home mom and a working mom. Now, I've personally been, I was a stay-at-home mom for 7 years. And then eventually joined the workforce again. So I'll cover kind of a little bit more of the stay-at-home mom stuff. Sandra's definitely going to be talking about being a working mom and being a working single mom too. Because, man, she's just pretty phenomenal at everything she does.
It wasn't really by choice, more by design, but is there. I was a stay-at-home mom for a year and I was going crazy.
You know, I feel like anyone who heard that has been a stay-at-home parent was like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, so I only stayed home with my kids because my husband was active duty. And I felt like they really needed just that solid support system. On top of that, trying to find a job and pay for daycare was just not in the budget when your husband is an E2 or an E3.
I know that struggle so well. So I've been working since I was 15. My first job was at the mall, and then I joined the Marine Corps when I was 17. Wow, not 7, you guys, 17. but I've literally been working since age 15. So when I became pregnant, I was still active duty, had my son, and then I just, you know, did what we all do and find child daycare on base, and that's pretty much what happened. And when I couldn't, although I will say I was super supportive, because when I couldn't find daycare or anything, I did have, like, my staff sergeant's wife, like, they would take turns, or, like, one of my staff sergeants, her mom took care of my son for a little point in time when I didn't have childcare. So I had a great support system. When I left out of the military, I moved to North Carolina where my husband at the time was, and that's where I became a stay-at-home mom for like a year because I was pregnant with our second at that time too, and I lost my freaking mind. Like I could not do it. First of all, I'm stuck in four walls with nothing but a toddler to talk to or a newborn. I drove my husband at the time, my ex-husband, I drove him crazy. Now I see how much I must have driven him crazy. The fact that he would come home. First, I was envious that he was still in the Marine Corps, so there was some resentment there. A lot of resentment, actually. But then all I wanted was his attention because all I had was a one-year-old to talk to all day.
Their conversations really aren't that great either. I remember, you know what's funny? So you felt the resentment because you were a Marine. You wanted to be a Marine.
I am a Marine, but I wanted to be active duty.
You know what I meant.
I'm just correcting.
For me, it was like, you get to get away and you get to go to work and you get to do stuff. And everything I do is about a sleep schedule and when this kid is napping or when this kid needs to eat and when this kid is at the peak so I can get to the grocery store before he loses his crap and starts throwing things out of the cart.
Oh, I remember that. So I don't remember that super, super well, but I'm sure all our stay-at-home moms listening know exactly what you're talking about, that there's a certain window where you can do things. Like, your child is going to be super, super sleepy at one point, and you only have a certain amount of time to do everything before it's nap time.
Yes. And, you know, we always tell parents, nap when they nap. If I napped when they napped, my house would never be clean. I would never be clean. I couldn't do it. Like, I was always that busybody. I still am that busybody. But it's just one of those things where I always had to go. And it's because no matter what, like when they were napping, that was my time to get the stuff done that I needed to do my schoolwork, to clean the house, to do their laundry, or just sit in complete silence because they've been whining all day long.
Yeah, so I don't miss that. I don't.
No, and it's funny because where my office sits at work, my 9 to 5, it's surrounded by preschool. And there's times they get to walk into some of the classrooms. I'm like, oh, these little babies are so cute. And then they start crying. And I'm like, never mind. They're not as cute.
So, okay, when I was going through school, through university, I was studying. I actually switched my major from anthropology to be an elementary school teacher because I'm good at teaching. And everyone told me that teachers gonna make money and anthropology is gonna be a worthless degree. Ha ha, and in your face to all of you guys, because I'm using my anthropology degree and it is great and it's making me bank. Anyhow, just a little shout out to all the naysayers out there.
We love the naysayers.
About anthropology. But when I was going through training for elementary school, and I was actually going to the schools and like being part of the teacher, I had flashbacks of being a stay-at-home mom with my kids, and I was like, I cannot be surrounded by just kids all day, all the time. And that was kind of part of the reason why I went back into anthropology and finished my anthropology path, because I could not. I'm sorry, like, I have always had a job and been around adults and had a job. So, and also, like, and this is nothing against stay-at-home moms. This is just how I was raised. I was raised by a very, very strong Hispanic woman where I also need to contribute and pay bills. So I always felt like the fact that I was a stay-at-home mom and I wasn't contributing financially was a huge no-no, and like I wasn't doing enough, which even made me resent my ex-husband even more. There was a lot of things that I wish I would have known back then that I know now would have made things a lot of difference, maybe if I can communicate my feelings. But anyhow.
No, you know, I get it. Like, example, when my husband left for basic training and I had a 2-year-old and a 2-week-old, postpartum depression, a fresh C-section, and one of them had colic, I literally feel like I cried or screamed into a pillow on a regular basis. But at the end of the day, those kids got me through some of the hardest parts of my life. And I felt like I owed the time to them to get them through some of it too. And looking back at it now, there were days when I was like, if you kids do not get away from me, mama's going to go nuts. And knowing that, like, when we were on the military installation, we had a support system built in. So, like, I had that, and it was great. Once we decided to move off, it was a lot more difficult. But by then, I was working. I think I was working at the state attorney then. So it's a gradual change that was really difficult for me and for the kids, because I had that real mom guilt of, oh, I'm leaving the kids. Oh, I'm leaving my husband. Oh, I can't cook dinner. Oh, I can't do all of the things that I was always doing because I was so used to doing it for 7 years. And still to this day, even though I've been working for 5 years now, I think, I still sometimes will feel that. Or if I feel like I have to ask my husband to help with something that I know I could have done or I should have been able to do, I'm like, wait a second. I shouldn't feel guilty about this because I did this as a stay-at-home parent when I actually wasn't, like, working a full-time job too.
Huh, that's interesting, because maybe I'm feeling a little bit bad that I didn't have the mom guilt, because I always had a job. So for me, not having a job was what made me feel guilty, because I wasn't contributing and I felt like it. So, like, we are really polar opposites.
Like, we're best friends.
I know.
But I think it also goes back to how we might have been raised.
Yeah.
You know, some of that kind of falls back onto different things and how we view things. Like my mom, she was a hardworking woman. She really was. Like she was always busting her butt, keeping a roof over our head. But at the same time, I look at my kids and I'm like, I want to do better than what I had. And that's how I saw it happening, just because I knew my husband was going to be gone, giving them that mental stability. But at the back end of things, I was really upset that I missed so much because I'm over here entering the workforce again after 7 years. Note, I was only a bartender and a waitress before. And now I'm trying to be an adult worker doing adult jobs. And they're looking at me like, you haven't really done anything. And I'm like, I birthed 3 kids, you know? So it was really hard to get back into the workplace because then I'm pretty much being told that I was not built or not capable of doing those jobs.
I feel like a lot of people would be able to relate to you in that sense of like how they left the workforce when they were very young and now they're trying to re-enter it when their kids are older and they have like this huge gap. I also think it's different too because so like you're very you've always provided a two-parent household for your kids. And for me, even while me and my ex-husband were together, we weren't really together because he was stationed in, North Carolina and I was stationed in South Carolina. So we may have been together, but we never really lived together because we were both stationed. So I have always been used to being the only one to take care of the kid. Well, at that point, only my son. But like, and then even when I had my daughter, he was deployed during that time. So even then, learning how to juggle two kids, I learned it by myself because my ex-husband was deployed. So I don't think I realized that till just right now, that I have always felt like I've taken care of my kids on my own.
I could totally see that.
Yeah. And
And
this is no, like, no, I'm not saying that my ex-husband is a bad father or anything, because he's not. He's actually a great, great father. And there's no, I'm just saying that it felt like I was a single parent, but I wasn't. Just want to make that very clear, because I do not want to trash talk him, because he is actually pretty great.
well, I mean, in that kind of circumstance, you can't help it. You know, if you're stationed in two completely different states, and he's deployed, there's not much you can do about it because you don't have control of what the military decides to do.
Yeah, but I think that's the difference too, is why I felt like I always had to provide, like financially or, There's a lot of things that went into probably why
This conversation got very deep.
I did, because all I'm thinking is like, there's a lot of other things I went into, like why my marriage probably didn't work out. Not saying it wasn't for the best reasons, because it was, because we were not each other's people, but I'm like really thinking about it now. There's like a lot of other things.
You know what's funny? When I was a stay-at-home parent, I feel like I was leaned on so much, I never thought twice about it. Ever. I just did it all. I never really asked for help. I just handled it. And eventually I would get burnt out and be like, what the heck? Why does nobody help me? This is crap. I can't do this on my own. But really, it was my own fault, right? Because I'm the one that's always like, I can do it. I can do it. I got it. Don't worry. Go sit down. Go read your book. Go do this. But now as a working mother, I'm like, I need your help. I need you to do more stuff for me. And it was a transition period for sure, but now my husband takes my daughter to cross country in the morning. He does so much more to support me because I am voicing what I need. That I never did that when I was a stay-at-home mom because I felt like it was all on me because he was making the money.
I
So,
like that.
and it's funny because I didn't really realize it until we separated our accounts a few months back. And I was like, wow, it's nice to have like my own account again, like my own money. I'm not relying on his money, you know, and it's nice. And it's not something I realized I wanted until we did it. And then I'm like, oh, I don't know if I could go back to the way it was.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I felt for that very, very, very brief time that I was a stay-at-home mom. Is just like, I just felt like I had no agency. Like I couldn't, I had none of my own money, none of my own things. It was extremely hard for me. And now I will say my day job, my 9-to-5, I actually work from home, and it's kind of like being a stay-at-home parent, except now my kids are teenagers, so they go to school, and they're self-sufficient, so it's like the best of both worlds. It's great.
Yeah, yeah. My husband gets to work from home, which is really nice, because his schedule is a lot more flexible than mine, so we're able to put them in aftercare that is not attached to the school, which sends me $75 a kid a month. And he can pick them up, drop them off in aftercare. I pick them up after I'm done working. Like, it is so much easier having someone working from home. And he practically makes his own schedule. So it, like, works out really well.
I will say my schedule is not that flexible. It's definitely, like, oh, there's not enough hours in the day for my 9-to-5. but I do love it. I love what I do. But I will say that, like, I like the fact that my kids are older. And now I'm having a harder time, though, like, doing the house stuff, just because my day job is very, very, like, demanding. So just trying to find scheduling of being able to do everything. And I feel bad when I get off of work and everyone's like, oh, mom, where's dinner? And I'm just like, I'm sorry. I've been on Zoom for 6 hours out of a 9-hour workday. I haven't even had a chance to pee, much less put something in a crock pot.
It drives me nuts when I walk in the door and that's the first thing I hear. Mom, what's for dinner? Kid, I don't know. Food. It's food. 98% chance of food.
A food.
But I don't know. At the end of the day, sometimes I miss being a stay-at-home mom, because it was just the time spent that I can look back and be like, oh, I remember that moment. I remember when they did this. I remember sending them into the backyard. That really wasn't a backyard. It was actually the neighborhood playground.
I remember that.
But you could see the playground from my backyard, so it was great. There's just a lot that I can say that I missed, but I don't know. We're in a good spot right now, I feel like, because the kids are older. And I don't think I would be able to keep my head on straight if I was constantly doing everything for the kids. I mean, I still do a lot because of sports, but.
No, I do not miss. Nope, there's not one little thing that I miss about being a stay-at-home mom. I miss. Nope. Couldn't even pretend to even think about anything. I do not miss anything about being a stay-at-home mom. I
miss the naps. I miss nap time. There are days I sit in my office and I'm like, dang, I could use a nap right now.
I feel like I'm wasting the day if I nap, like, even though I have no life. So there's that.
You have more than I do. My life is literally soccer, cross country, podcast, and work. Although, we did go out recently. We had a ton of fun.
See, adulting, adult fun with no kids for either of us. It was great.
It was great. If you are a stay-at-home parent, make sure you make friends with parents who will make you go out without your children.
I did force her. I legitly had to force her.
Yeah. It was great, though.
See, she had fun.
I had fun. It was a great night, except for don't lose your ID next time.
you would think that I was the one who rarely goes out. Like, I did lose my ID. I found it. So I found it.
It was a quick find too, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This episode we're not bashing either working moms or stay-at-home moms. This is just a perspective for you to know, like, what it's like to be a working mom if you're a stay-at-home mom, and what it's like to be a stay-at-home parent if you're a working mom. It's tough either way.
Yeah, dude, it's gonna suck regardless. You're going to miss things that you didn't want to miss regardless of what you do. Like, regardless if you're used to working, you're gonna miss working, and you're gonna feel FOMO, the fear of missing out. Or you're going to be at work and you're going to miss your child's first steps. That sucks. Like, either way, regardless of what you choose or how you parent, no way is a wrong way. I take that back. There are wrong ways to parent, but...
There are wrong ways, but we're not going to cover that on this one.
We're not. But if you're a stay-at-home parent or you're a working parent, dude, we're all just trying to survive these years. You're doing a great job.
Just keep supporting each other. And just know you are killing it. Don't give up. Keep your head up. And if you have a stressful moment, do what I did. Just scream into a pillow.
Or go into the pantry and eat ice cream so your kids...
Or the car. The cart.
That was a car for me.
The car. Yes. Well, we want to thank you so much for listening to the Mama Squad podcast. Please make sure that you follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. And you can always email us if you ever have any questions or send us any messages. Thank you so much for listening and have a wonderful week.